Turn me up in my headphones. I can't hear myself. Turn me up. I want to hear myself. I want to feel myself like Tweet. Let's go.
Oh, shit, we live.
Green light.
We don't go.
When the shit is all we know, if you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for? Who we is,
we the bros.
Number one fantasy show. We don't talk too fast, just finding out that y'all listen slow. Green light.
We don't go.
When the shit is all we know, if you ain't trying to be a champion, then what you playing for?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy DJ Avo, and this is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 195. Let's go.
You wish, brother. Nah, what's good, bro? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 136. Is where you come for all your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Dot here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic here with our DJ.
What's good? Avo.
I'm Avo. Man, welcome back, guys. I hope everybody had a lovely Thanksgiving break. The bros, I hope you got to link up with some family, link up with some friends, eat some good food, tell everybody what you're thankful for, all of those good things, man. Before we get into it, Vic, how was your holidays, brother?
Man, it was good, man. You know what? This was one of those years where the parents pull up on you, they just sit back, they asking, is the food ready? But everything was on us, man. So I did the turkey. We had a smoked turkey. Wifey had the mac and cheese and the yams and everything else fell in, you know, alongside of it, man. So it worked out. How about you?
My shit was cool, bro. This is my second year actually hosting, man. I do all the meat, fried turkey, smoke the ham, grill some wings. You know how I do, bro. I'm gonna try to get out there. And my lady made all the sides, and parents just came through. They brought desserts, man. My mom brought banana pudding. My girl mom, she brought the cake. So it was love, bro. Family came over. Everybody ate some good food. Everybody got the hell out. You know, it's just fall in line like that, bro. It was cool.
Yeah. Hey, how about you, Avo?
Man, it was cool, man. It was cool. My mama blamed me because her fryer broke. She couldn't fry the turkey this year. She had to smoke it because I've been telling her for the past few weeks about the smoked turkey I had. So, yeah, she smoked that turkey, man. It was a good time. Good time.
Hey, I had a little situation, man, with Pop. So, done. You know, in my mind, I'm like, all right, I get a, you know, drumstick. Pop's get a drumstick, right? So he sliced the turkey, he sliced the leg. I was like, okay. Pop left both the drumsticks for me. So then, like, it was like Friday or Saturday, you know, I double back. Like, hey, man, you guys want any more of this food? And he's like, if you got a drumstick, let me have it. And my mom like, man, I thought Pop's passed the torch to me, man, left both the drumsticks for me. So he asked for the drumstick on the back end.
Fuck up, bro.
Damn, man. So, yeah, man, I guess I still got a ways to go, man. Pop still steering the shit, man, on the Odita household.
He big dog, bro. It be like that, man. It'll come in due time, bro.
Yeah, man, in due time.
Nah, that's fire, man. So glad we got there, man. Like I said, hope everybody's was good. Look, we got about 3 weeks into the fantasy playoffs, man. We just did a real important 4-minute offense for everybody. Hope y'all been picking up on that. Trade deadlines are still good in Dynasty. You know, if y'all got any questions or need advice, hit us up in our DMs. Matter of fact, while I'm saying all this stuff, follow me at Dynasty Bro Dot on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow the TikTok, Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Pod. Vic, where can we follow you and where can they DM you if they have any questions for you, sir?
Follow me at Chiefs Host FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast where you listen to Dynasty Bros FF. I do want to let y'all know the Warzone clips have migrated to YouTube, no longer on Twitch. So that's that, man.
And Vic is nice. Avo, if they got DJ questions or want some pointers, man, where can they hit you
up
at?
Come on, man. Follow me at DJ Avo Love. That's at DJ AVOLXVE. Especially producers, hit me up, man. If you want to produce one of these podcasts, hit me up, man. Send me some beats. We can get this thing popped.
The podcast currently is executively produced by Ozzy. He gave us permission to use every instrumental you hear going forward.
If you hear it, it's from Ozzy.
He sent us a Dropbox with like 1,000 beats right now.
It's crazy.
It's nuts. And it's
we ain't never gonna run out. Never.
Ever. Ever. We never run out of money. Nah, but look, we are the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, and we do fantasy football. And we have Fantasy Football League. Shout out to Vic, yeah, man, holding it down, commission two of them. We got the 1.0 and the 2.0 league. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some team audits. Go over my team, go over his team, probably go over Team Fire because we've been keeping y'all keeping y'all heads up on that since last year. And then maybe dive into one of our favorite teams if we got time. But we're just going to do an audit, see like where we're at, the lay of the land, if we're in the playoffs, if we're not what we're doing, if we're in it, how we're maneuvering, just things like that, man. I feel like everybody needs roster check-ins every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm with you, bro, especially with 2 weeks left in the regular season. Plenty of time to make moves, man. And like we always try to say, man, just don't trade yourself out the playoffs. So I know I'm known for that in the past.
In the past, bro. You've been doing real well the past couple years, bro.
But there is a league where I did trade myself out of the playoffs, man. I gave up in the offseason, man. I gave up Josh Jacobs and Kelsey, man. And I ended up with Kamara and Mark Andrews. But that Jacobs and Kelsey side winning right now.
I'm not mad at you going to go get Andrews for Kelsey. Andrews is younger. I know Kelsey's still doing Kelsey things, but Andrews is still Andrews. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at you. If Kamara was still supposed to, I don't know. Josh Jacobs is balling. Everybody was down on Josh Jacobs, man. It's one of those things where it's like, I feel like the whole fantasy community probably missed on that, man. So it is what it is, bro. I don't look at it too bad. You're still straight. But yeah, bro, things like that, man. We'll be able to talk about that. So we're going to get to that. That's the main segment. We're going to do some What's the Word, Flag on the Play, some B-Team Players of the Week, some DFS. I've been cooking on the DFS, not just head-to-head, bro, just in general, outside of our head-to-heads content. I've been just paying attention to it, man. I've been getting a little bit nicer and nicer. And we're going to do the – let's get into the What's the Word, the Hood TMZ with Vic, man, because no matter what, that's going to stay consistent. Vic going to lock in all this news. He's going to do his research, hit us with some shit that we done already heard. I'm just playing. We ain't never heard it, bro. I mean, it comes straight from my guy too. My guy's his own source. I'm not saying if that's true or not.
Yeah, man, we Wikipedia over here, man. We just update the site, donate, a couple of dollars,
move away.
Yeah, man. All right, let's go ahead and dive into it, man. So we're gonna be in and out. Shout out to College Sports Only. All my news is Thanksgiving related. Coming off the holiday, man. I'm still coming off the holiday high. Hopefully, you are as well. So shout out to College Sports Only. Saw us on Facebook. Michigan running back Blake Corum uses Neil money to buy 300 Thanksgiving dinner turkeys for local families. So again, he's a stud running back, one of the top running backs in the country. Facts. Shout out to him leveraging, his Neil deal to help others.
And they done had some big wins in the past couple of weeks, man.
Yeah, man, they did. Shout out to them. All right, man. Next item, Le'Veon Bell. He actually tweeted out. This was pretty much, look, it was on a late night, November 25th at 12:58 in the morning. He said, my mom literally cooked all day. I witnessed it with my own too, and she's still cooking as I tweet. It's midnight, dog, so mom was up in the kitchen late grinding, still getting it in, man. So shout out to Le'Veon Bell. I'm sure, that was a wonderful time for him, spending time with his mom and family. So
I wish my mom would cook for Thanksgiving so I can have a break next year, but I doubt it happens anymore now.
My mom, yeah, man. Too, man, it's amazing.
That's the
angle,
bro. Not to you. That's the
angle. Okay. Or to the viewers. So, okay. Got it.
Nah, not all to right, the viewers either. Come on, bro.
All right, man. Next item, USC Trojans. So, if you guys don't know, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he's balling right now for the Detroit Lions. He was seen rocking a signed Caleb Williams jersey to his game for Thanksgiving. So, Caleb Williams is the current quarterback for the USC Trojans. Balling out, man. He's one of the Heisman contenders. So he rocked a signed jersey going into the Thanksgiving game.
That whole USC team lit, bro. It's honestly, bro, college football is better when USC is a good team, bro. I don't know. Just tradition, bro. Fuck it. It's like Duke being a good team in college basketball or North Carolina. Just the traditional team, seeing them be good, bro, it's tight.
It just lets you know it's football season, right? So facts, basketball bro. Season. I got you. All right, two more things and we get out of here. Justin Jefferson, man, monster performance. Just got to highlight it. So he had 9 catches, 139 yards in the TD against the Patriots. So, they pulled up the image where Randy Moss had like 3 catches, 160 yards, 3 touchdowns. So let me know if y'all can see that, man.
Almost, there you go. Yeah, that's a nice pick.
Yeah, man. So that's that, man. Shout out to JJ Ballin. All right, one last thing. Hey, well, you might pause the music for a second, man. I got something for Jackson State, man. I hope you guys think.
We always got the weekly always, Jackson State man. News, man.
Shout out to Coach Prime.
Shout out to Travis Hunter.
Hey, man, y'all thought I forgot, but hey, another inspirational quote from Coach Prime to his players heading home for break. It was a wonderful message, man, and Coach Prime's always keeping it real, so I thought I'd share it with you guys.
Hey, on the way home, this is nothing. Please don't go home trying to be 11 over what we are. Nobody don't care about that. Okay, they already jealous and kind of envious of your accomplishments and achievements. So be cognizant of that. Everybody that's there for you ain't there for you. I'm saying that slow. Everybody that's there for you ain't there for you. So make sure you don't be Mr. Jackson State wearing all your stuff everywhere. Next thing you know, somebody got beef and you trying to hit somebody on lane and they don't like it and they put them gloves on you. And there's all that. You don't need that. Peace, keep the joy, keep the love, keep the respect. Everybody in your family don't love you, okay? Some people are jealous of you, envious of you. Some people really ain't down for what you're doing, and what you're doing is setting a trend and a goal and bringing your family out to a whole new direction. And you have an anointing on your life. So everybody that's there, I ain't there. So understand that. I want you guys to be safe, club. You go out, understand people are shooting now. They ain't fighting no more. Okay, people are shooting now. They ain't fighting no more. And understand who you with and the company you keep. You've grown. You mature. You progressed. You're not who you were when you left. You're someone different. But they're seeing you in the same light. And it's not right. So be careful, guys. I don't want to lose any of you. I mean any one of you, because all of you are important in some realm, in fact, to this team, to the structure overall, dominance that we're trying to achieve. So I don't want to lose anybody, coaches included. I know y'all have a good time too, and everybody ain't for y'all either.
That's that, man.
Hey. Shout out to Coach Prime, bro.
I know that was a little bit long-winded, man, but when Coach Prime speaking, man, look. How can you not lock in all the way, man, and just hear it, start to finish, man? Got to, so.
Big facts, bro. Big facts.
All right, man. That's all I got for What's the Word, man. You guys got anything else?
Nah, I just hit on the What's the Word tag. Try sneaking in.
Fuck it, I missed it.
There you go, though. Nah, man. What would you rather do, man? Would you rather get into the flag on the plays or the B-team players of the week next, brother?
Let's go flag on a play, then we can move towards a higher note with the B team and the topic we got going. So yeah, let's get into the flag, bro.
I'm gonna step in first, man. My flag on a play, go to the NFL, bro. Still to this day, I hate that I still feel like we don't have no real clarity at times as far as what's a catch in the NFL sometimes, bro. Honestly, man, I be watching some of these shits and be like, that has to be a catch. And then sometimes I watch it and be like, y'all call that the catch? I get it, and I feel like the NFL is they're overthinking it. They're overanalyzing it sometimes, and it's like, okay, well, if the ankle is in, or if, you get a heel in, that's two toes, but if two toes come in and not a kneecap, I'll be like, nigga, what? So I wish they would just simplify it, even with the Chris Olave, what's a NFL, what's a real NFL move after you catch the ball? Shit like that. It's some of this stuff is still confusing at the end of the day, bro. And I just want to find a way to simplify it. So going forward, we don't have no more confusion, because I would hate for it to dictate important games. You feel me?
Yeah, man. Especially with sports betting and all the stuff that's going on, overs and unders, man. I'm sure that's why it's a little bit fickle right now. Certain games need certain outcomes, and that's just the reality. And maybe I'm putting too much mustard on it, but that's just how I look at it, man. As far as what can also be impacting some of this stuff, why it's not so cut and dry, even though it should be.
That's real. That's real. That's my flag on the play. Anybody else got one?
I got one.
Okay.
Flag on the play to Brett Favre. They just now starting to get into some of his stuff, man. But ESPN basically just made an announcement. So Brett Favre filed a motion through his lawyers Monday in Mississippi judicial court to dismiss the complaint against himself and Favre Enterprises. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with defending yourself, but my flag is just for the simple fact of the allegations and, what's going down. But at the end of the day, the state auditors did respond, and they said, hey, as far as we're concerned, Mr. Favre remains liable for $228,000 in interest for non-performance of the contract in question. So So yeah, man, looks like the legal process starting to play out for Brett Favre and state of Mississippi, mishandling of state welfare funds.
Fuck him. I mean, I'll take it back. Damn, my bad, bro. I'll take it back. I didn't mean it like that, but yeah, bro. That's a foul person, bro. That's a foul person. Avo, you got any flag on the place?
I do not.
All right, all right. Look, let's just get into the B team players of the week, man. I know we actually both got a guy to celebrate, man. That's our thing. The B team player of the week is a guy that's, you know, whether it be his NFL debut or whether he has got some run and ain't never got the chance to actually make a real play to help out the team yet. So maybe they finally did that this week. So that's what we're going to do for the B team players of the week. You want to talk about yours first?
Yeah, man. Let's go to the New York Jets, man. Running back Zonovan Knight. So he stepped in, you know, rookie out of North Carolina State, man. HBCU. Is that HBCU? North Carolina State? Oh, I'm tripping. They're not HBCU. Flag on the play to Dynasty Bro Vic. Calling it North Carolina State at HBCU. It was the state, bro. My bad.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
No, but shout out to Zonovan White, man. He balled out. He had over 100 all-purpose yards. So three catches for 34 yards, 69 rushing yards on the ground, 14 attempts. I know his stats. He played 48% of the snaps, man. So we all know the Jets like to keep two running backs involved. And, you know, he definitely stepped in and showed out, you know, for injured James Robinson, who's banged up. And, you know, he's a guy to watch, man, especially in Dynasty. So definitely worth the stash, man. So shout out to you, B-Team Player of the Week. My bro, this week.
Big facts, and I'm going to get into Brandon Johnson. He's got a normal black name, bro. I told you about that. I'm sorry to say that. I'm sorry, podcasters and listeners. But Mr. Brandon Johnson, wide receiver for Denver. Bro, it's weird. This is the second time that, first of all, the Denver Broncos struggle to do any kind of scoring, right? This is the second time I done gave a random wide receiver B-team player of the week from the Broncos. How the fuck are the people without name scoring? Russell Wilson is trying to be funny, bro. He's trying to be funny.
These dudes ain't on the scouting report, man. That's what it is.
All right, well, let's talk about Mr. Brandon Johnson, man. He scored a one-yard touchdown this week in his NFL. Well, it's not his debut, but this is the first time he actually did anything relevant. And they sent him back to the practice squad Monday. It's fucked up, man. But at least he got his first NFL touchdown, man. Helping a struggling offense. That's what he went out there and did. So shout out to Brandon Johnson, wide receiver for the Broncos. Well, he's on their practice squad.
Shout out to him, man. And I thought about that North Carolina State thing. So South Carolina State, that's your HBCU. So that's where my brain went. That's where my mind went.
Shout out to everybody out there in Orangeburg. What's good?
Hey, we got fam out there, man. So shout out to fam.
Holding it down.
Yeah.
Y'all know what's next.
What's up? Oh, man. What's that, man? You got to tell the people who, you know, aren't watching, that are listening. What's this?
All right. Me and Vic been going at it for 21 weeks now.
Extremely lopsided.
21.
Yeah.
21.
I need 21 to do something for me, man.
Bro, we do daily fantasy, man. We're in a race to 20 right now, man. And week to week, we go head to head on DraftKings, man. I make my best lineup. He make his best lineup. May the best man win. I don't won 15 times. He don't won 6. I'm trying to lap him 3 times. That's the game plan. I want it to be 18-6. That's what I'm going for right there. That'd be fire.
Hey, race to 25, like I say, but I need to start tapping into your DFS content, man. So I'll be seeing them go out, and I'll be like, man, fuck what he talking about, man. Let me go ahead and just beat this dude, Dynasty Bro style.
Beat his ass.
Yeah, I got my picks, even though I went 10% last week and missing, being stubborn, man. But I'm about to start tapping into your content, man, because, you know, race to 25, man, this look like a baseball score. It'll be the show.
well, sneak peek, man. I just told everybody don't play no Saquon Barkley in DFS this week.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. They playing against Washington, bro. Washington shutting shit down, bro.
Is Chase Young back or is he close?
He's supposed to be coming back, so that's gonna make it even worse, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. So no Saquon, bro, at 8,200. We're gonna bench him.
Bet. All right, that's
all
appreciate
I got
that.
For you, Vic.
Hey, going forward, give me one tip during this segment until I catch
one
up.
Tip. For real? Catch up.
Honestly, one tip, bro.
Nah, you already gave it to me, the Saquon.
Okay.
Bet. But give us another one if you want to.
The real tip. Honestly, this is the real tip. Play any running back that's playing against the Houston Texans every single week. I don't care who it is. Just throw that running back into your starting lineup no matter what.
Okay,
that's an easy tip to remember. So yeah. It's kind of like that's a week to week tip too.
And I did that. We both had Jeff Wilson.
But do you see who they do about to put up 300 on them this week? You see who they playing?
Who they got?
Nick Chubb.
Okay. Wow.
The Shine Revenge game. Bro, they gonna try to put up 80 points on them, bro, against Houston.
I might run some Kareem Hunt. That might be one of my picks this week, man. Flex play.
All right, bro. Yeah, bro. Your Vic picks?
Yeah, man.
The issue with that is, see, now we can have some brotherly back and forth live. This is how we be talking, bro.
Literally, at work.
I would have told you, like, nah, bro. I literally think it's only gonna be the run game against Houston. They don't need to throw the ball at all if they don't want to. So you might not want to play Kareem, because Kareem in them blowouts, he don't really get a lot of run to me. If they could run Chubb 30 times, those be Kareem's worst games, in my opinion.
Yeah. And that's fire, bro. Because like you said, man, and I say it all the time, our phone calls throughout the day, I wish that could be the podcast.
That's content, bro.
That's the real content. That's the real content, for real.
We need to find a way to bring that content, bro.
Yeah, we got to find a way to bring that to the streaming world.
Vic called me today around like 2:15, bro, while I'm at work. I answered, "What's good, bro?" "Man, these N-words." I said, "Yeah, damn." It had nothing to do with fantasy either. Usually that'd be the whole joint, but it is what it is. We ain't got to talk about what happened. But, yeah, bro.
But it happened in the hands.
It's good content, man. But yeah, bro. But hey, shout out to you, man. Kicking my ass in DFS. So, you know, if I'm going to lose to somebody, I'd rather be you. But I'm definitely looking to play catch up here soon, man. So don't get comfortable.
Too late.
You know, next year we're gonna open it up, man, to the, you know, we'll keep our head to head, but we'll open it up to all the listeners.
Everybody can put in $10, man. Winner take all. That's how it goes.
Yeah, well, maybe we put the link in the episode link, the DFS link, man, for the week. So
good luck, y'all.
Yeah.
All right. We already did the social media shout outs, man. We did the B team players of the week. Flag, what's the word? What's next, big dog? Y'all get your phone together, bro. You want to do the top plays?
Yeah. Let's do the top plays, man. Let me run through this real quick. I actually forgot about that, man. We've been off for so long. I knew we was forgetting something, but it's all good. Let's get into the top performers, man, starting with the quarterbacks. Hey, Mr. Josh Allen, 28 fantasy points, 253 passing yards, 2 passing TDs. That game was entertaining on Thanksgiving, so Buffalo Bills played Detroit, came down to the wire. Detroit Lions gonna do what they do, man. They're gonna beat themselves. It's usually one player, man, that just fucks it up. The whole team's playing great. Then one player just gets an unnecessary flag or penalty.
Facts.
So you got facts?
Okay. Yeah, bro. Big facts, my name.
All right, man. But Josh Allen, he's him. And then Jalen Hurts, number 2 performer, 28 fantasy points, 153 passing yards, 2 passing TDs. He has 17 rushing attempts, 157 rushing yards. Did his thing on the ground, man. So against Green Bay, that's another good game. You know, another shootout, 40-33. Jordan Love even had a touchdown, man. Christian Watson looked good, man. I know I just jumped over there. Let's go there real quick. Christian Watson, man. Is he the real deal or what, man? What you think?
Bro, he's so big and so fast. It's like that combination of player is like, I don't know, man. He's going to be good. And it doesn't take him a lot of volume to be able to do what he does, bro. So imagine when he actually does start getting some volume.
Yeah. And I know in the offseason we did the Alan Lazard comparison. But it looks like Christian's starting to turn it around, and confidence is, you know, you can see he's gaining more confidence week by week. And we love to see that in a young player, man. So, you know, let it be known, man. If I hate on a guy or miss early on or don't like a guy, but if he's doing well, hey, I give him their props. That's what it's about, man. Don't be stubborn in fantasy.
Nah, man, you got to be able to be water, bro. You feel me? Move around, yeah. Change your opinion a little bit.
Yeah, so shout out to him for balling. Number 3 spot, Justin Herbert, 28 fantasy points. So he balled out against Arizona, 25-24. Man, that was a close one, but 274 passing yards, 3 TDs, man. That offense looked way better, man, with Keenan Allen in the lineup. I mean, we've seen, you know, Mike Williams beat Aaron O'Keenan. I mean, it's just not the same type of, you know, fluidity. Hopefully I said that right with that offense. But with Keenan Allen, it's flowing, man. So that offense definitely needs Keenan Allen.
Yeah, bro. I feel like defenses are going to be way more threatened when they see Keenan Allen out there just because of what he can do, like at so many levels on the field. And how well he runs his routes. He just makes that offense so much more dangerous. Even though Mike Williams is like a big, like, you know, end zone threat, downfield, big play guy, but Keenan can do all of that and more. So,
all right, man. Let's talk about number four spot. Kyler Murray, 25 fantasy points, 191 passing yards, 2 passing TDs. He also had a rushing TD on the ground, man. So, reason why I'm shaking my head because I actually sat Kyler in the league, and it might be keeping me out of the playoffs in a redraft league. But coming off the hamstring, I was just a little bit concerned, man. But hey, when you got D-Hop out there catching all these passes, and you know, Connor catching pass out of the backfield, and
Hollywood
back in the lineup. Yeah,
Rondo,
bro.
So coming back after the bye next week. Yeah, bro. He got his full allotment. James Connor's finally healthy. I just did a slapper cap, and somebody asked me, was Kyler top five rest of the season quarterback? Hell yeah.
Right. How do you feel about Kyler always beefing out with Cliff Kingsbury, man? You think he needs to tone it down or what, man?
Nah, I feel like Cliff does not deserve to be a real NFL quarterback. He is – I mean, yeah, I said quarterback. Coach, he's – bro, he needs to go. He seems like he flourishes in college. He don't seem like he knows how to deal with adults. And I feel like he's not running that offense the way it should be ran anyway, bro. Like, with all those weapons, being able to flourish, I feel like we need somebody who can actually pull those guys together and be an adult to all of them, especially to Kyler. So, yeah, bro. I feel like Kyler ain't going to yell at somebody he respect, you feel me?
Gotcha. That's interesting because either Kyler played for him in college or he was recruited by him. I don't remember.
It was fun as a kid when you ain't got to worry about the actual NFL issues and pressures that come with it in college. You just out there playing.
Right.
You know, it's different when you get the NFL in front of them lights. And, you know, now you got real expectations out there.
Hey, you know it's bad when I'm catching the Kyler Murray Cliff blow-ups on Red Zone. These are like, you know what I mean? I'm not even watching a full Arizona game, but you always see that Kyler Murray blow-up, man. So, yeah, man. Stay tuned, man. I'm sure I'll be here again this Sunday. Unless
this Sunday,
bye.
Bro. They are on bye.
Damn, next Sunday. Oh, you know it's coming in New England.
Oh, shit. Icy.
All right, man. Next on number five spot, Mr. Mike White, QB for the Jets. Shout out to him. 24 fantasy points, 315 passing yards, 3 passing TDs. Looks efficient, man. And we got a solid defense behind you. That's what we want to see, man. And I actually hope the Jets make the playoffs, man. I like to see them in the wild card.
Yeah, I scale back my expectations a little bit because it was against Chicago. But with those weapons, man, any competent quarterback should be good with all those weapons, bro.
All right, jump over to the running backs. Monster performance. Josh Jacobs, 48 fantasy points. He did it all, man. 229 rushing yards, 74 receiving yards, 2 rushing TDs. Bruh, like, he just dominated, man. And, yeah.
With a banged up calf.
There you go. So 40-34 over Seattle, man. Shout out to Josh. Number two spot, Miles Sanders, 31 fantasy point performance, 143 rushing yards against the Packers. He also has 17 receiving yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, man. And Miles Sanders, he's been balling out all year. Another guy that was overlooked in the offseason.
Yeah, and Green Bay stopping shit. They defense so banged up. And honestly, that was the biggest flaw last year is outside of Miles being banged up, he just wasn't scoring no touchdowns, man. So you're throwing him into the mix this year, man. He's a solid running back.
Yeah, and another solid running back, number three spot this week, Austin Ekeler, 25 points. That's just what we expect week to week out of him. So he actually had 20 rushing yards, a little bit slower day on the ground, but 60 receiving yards, 11 catches, man. So PPR monster and also had a TD. So that'll get you 25 fantasy points.
He's just locked in as like a top three running back no matter what because he's always going to be able to catch the ball. They're not – until they get their full allotment of weapons, they're not going to be able to push the ball downfield like they want to, and he's going to be able to be the beneficiary of that every week.
All right, number four spot, Brian Robinson, running back for the Commanders, 20 fantasy points, 105 rushing yards, did his thing. No TDs on the ground, but he did catch a touchdown pass. He did it against the Falcons, man. So I'm actually looking to, you know, sell high and dynasty if your trade still, you know, if you're allowed to still trade this point in the season. I know our leagues you are. But, you know, he did it against Atlanta, man. Atlanta gives it up like Houston.
Everybody, it's just hard to see, to know what to expect because last week Gibson had more rushes than him. You never really know what's happening week to week, but he did look good, though. He looked good this week, actually.
Yeah. All right, number five spot, Jamichael Hasty, running back for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, of course, with ETN, you know, leaving the game with a – I think he had a foot injury. Then also Darrell Henderson, you know, newly acquired running back from the Rams. He didn't get any run, so Hasty was the guy. So 20 fantasy points. Based on that, man, you know, 28 rushing yards, 67 receiving yards, 5 catches. Hey, people been sending me Hasty trades all day. I'm not taking it. You know what I mean? They're asking for my second, they're asking for my third, but I'm not mad at it. You're supposed to sell high. So we all know, you know, it's going to be the ETN show. And also they brought in Darrell Henderson, and Hasty's technically the third guy, man. So that's why I'm not interested in moving him for a pick.
He's the number two. He'll if Travis don't play, he'll be starting next week. He's the poor man's Travis. ETN. It's just don't expect a lot of the running game from him in general.
My bad, I got Louis under me.
Big bro, Louis too big to be up under anybody, bro.
Yeah. Bro, he's scratching the wall, man. I had to give him a little tap. I ain't gonna say kick, a little love tap. All right. Hey, let's jump over to the tight ends, man. I'm on, you know, this is being recorded, so I got to choose my words. But, hey, Dalton Schultz, man, my guy, man. Y'all hear it? Bro, chill out, Louie.
Beat his ass, Vic.
Hey, pull up on him.
I got to throw his bone, man.
Sometimes them kids got to get spankings, man.
Yeah, all right, I just gave him his bone, rubber bone. Hit him with all the right. But Dalton Schultz, man, 19 fantasy points, 4 catches, 31 receiving yards, 2 TDs, balled out on Thanksgiving against the Giants.
That's what's up, man. He's that's like you said, that's your guy. Back. He's over reliable there, man. Especially in PPR, he's gonna get hella points.
Yeah. Shout out to Josh Oliver, number two spot, man. I don't expect this week to week, but he did his thing. 17 fantasy points for the Baltimore Ravens, 4 catches, 76 yards in the TD. You know, I would love to see that go to, you know, Isaiah Likely, but of course he's banged up right now, so.
Shit, you would love to see fucking Mark Andrews catch his damn touchdown pass.
Right.
He dropped one, bro. That's very uncharacteristic. Bro, give a dog a bone. Leave a dog alone. Let a dog roam, and he'll find his way home.
I'm going to let him just do his thing. Now he's going crazy.
He's going ham, bro.
Chill out, Louie. All right, man. My bad, guys. All right, number three spot, Mr. Jelani Woods. If you guys saw that Monday night, I know I got to see it up close. I was actually at the game, man. But
Big been playing bully ball for 24 hours straight, man.
Facts.
Kicking niggas out their seats.
Legit.
Calling me, running niggas off the road, cussing them out.
Going in, man.
There's some context behind that, man. I actually worked the coach game last night, man. So I was in one of the suits, man. And, yeah, a dude was, like, in his row, but, like, 3 seats from his actual seat. And, you know, he basically just scooted over his seat. I was like, sir, can you just actually sit in your seat? Can I see your tickets? Yeah, I was that guy last night. But
oh, man.
Big text me said I had to put a punk motherfucker out there in that regular seat tonight. Said, damn, bro.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, damn, that's how we doing it, bro?
Big been playing bully ball. Damn, look. At
he said, I've been in the weight room for a reason.
Yeah.
We ain't going, though.
I know, man. All right, man. Now you're chilling my flipper. All right, man. Number 4 spot, Travis Kelce. 15 fantasy points. So that's just a, you know, typical day at the office for Mr. Kelce, man. So he actually had 4 catches, 57 yards in a TD.
And he was being shadowed. He was being shadowed by fucking damn, what's my guy name? From the Rams.
Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, bro. Ramsey was shadowing him. And he still, I mean, you expect more, but like he did, he scored that touchdown with Ramsey shadowing him. Bro, that just show how good Kelce is, bro.
Yeah, I saw a stat somewhere. I think Kelce would be like the wide receiver 4 based on his fantasy points.
Yeah, points per game. He's balling, bro.
Yeah, and then also think like he'd be a top receiver in catches too. So, yeah, man, he's a cheat code.
Facts.
All right, number 5 spot, your guy, man, TJ Hockenson. Recently, you know, acquired from the Lions, now Minnesota Vikings, 15 fantasy points. He did his thing, man, on Thanksgiving. So he actually had 5 catches, 43 yards in the TD. He's balling it off.
If you trade that kind of capital, man, you got to use that guy. And they've been wanting to use Irv Smith, who just can't stay healthy. They brought Hockenson in, and they've just been giving him all the work, bro. So shout out to him.
Balling, bro. He looks really good, man. All right, jump up to the receivers. Best for last, as always, Justin Jefferson, number 1 spot, 29 fantasy points, 9 catches, 139 yards against a Bill Belichick defense and a TD.
Fire, bro. Take what you can get.
I love watching him play, man. Like, it's just art, bro. I enjoy watching him.
Take what you can get from him, man. It's always gonna be that work, bro.
Yeah.
Number one. That's number one guy for you.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Yep.
Fire, bro.
It's the route running. But number two spot, Chris Godwin, your guy, 29 fantasy points. This is the guy when we know 12 catches, 110 yards in the TD against the
Bro, it looked like everything was going to him yesterday. Every time Brady hiked the ball, it looked like he wanted to go to Godwin.
Yeah, bro. So he looking good. So I'm excited going to these fantasy playoffs with the Chris Godwin. All right, number three spot, my guy, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 27 fantasy points, 9 catches, 122 yards in the TD, balled out on Thanksgiving. I know we got Jameson Williams coming back here pretty soon. You still think we're going to get this same Amon-Ra?
Yeah, bro, it probably actually just help out, man, if Jameson out there trying to take the top off the field. Yeah, bro, that ain't going to do nothing but help.
All right, number four spot, man. You never know which Jones brother's going to ball out in Jacksonville, but this week it was Zay Jones, 27 fantasy points, man, 11 catches, 145 yards on 14 targets. But, you know, when you lose ETN, you know, there's some target upside, some shares left out there. So, but, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, Zay is a reliable receiver in that offense.
Yeah, bro, double-digit target 2 weeks in a row. And just, I don't know, man, he's just always out there, man. As long as he's healthy and long as Trevor has a good matchup, man, you can expect some good points from Zay Jones.
And I'm excited about the number five spot, man. Mr. Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, rookie wide receiver for the New York Jets. 26 fantasy points, man, and 5 catches, 95 yards, 2 TDs, bro. So he's a game breaker, man. He reminds me, he's not built like A.J. Brown, but just a game breaker. Don't need too many opportunities. Put the ball in his hands, taking it to the house, similar to how Stephon Diggs played. These guys don't need too many opportunities, man. Just give him a shot.
All we needed was another quarterback.
Yeah, bro. So he showed his frustration last week, man, in the locker room, and quarterback change, and there we go. Listen to the big dog.
Big facts.
All right, bros. Let's go and get into this roster audit, man. I'm going to share my screen. So we're going to talk about 2.0 and 1.0 and start with the Empire League. So that's Team Fire. So I can share that. Let's start there, man. I'm going to share my screen. So check us out on YouTube if you're interested in looking at the content. Shout out to the Sleeper app. That's where we at. That's where we play. All right, man. Let's talk about Team Fire, bro. First, let's let them know where we at in the standings, man. We are third right now.
Good looking.
Third right now, bro. We 9-3. OG Mike. I don't know how we let OG Mike get that fire ass team, but look at his points, bro. 2,000 points. You know, he got us by what's that? 85 points, something like that, give or take. And then shout out to Josh, one spot, man. And we met him in the championship. He laughing at us right now.
We beat his ass though in the championship.
Hey, he gonna be, you know, a force to reckon with, man. So, you know, I'm definitely hopefully we can meet him in the championship again, man, for the rematch. He definitely got a strong team, but right now it's all about Team Fire, man. And don't worry about who we claiming. We ain't gonna pick him, man. Just know we making moves. All right, man. Let's look at the roster. And really, our Achilles heel all year has been quarterback, because, you know, we've had Travis Lawrence, we lost Zach Wilson.
Travis Lawrence.
Oh yeah, Trevor Lawrence, excuse me. I'm off the Sprite.
And we kept on playing Matthew Stafford. No matter how bad he was playing, bro, we kept throwing him in our lineup.
Yeah, so Stafford's out now. We just lost Zach Wilson. Andy Dalton, you know, he's been pretty steady for us. And Geno, bro, that's been our steal.
Team getting hot. Between Geno and Trevor finally over the past few weeks, bro, we actually got two quarterbacks that we can just leave in there, bro. They've both been playing real good. I thought running back's been the real problem place for us, because, you know, Javonta went down. We got him on IR. And then Najee's just been having the worst season, man. And we didn't really capitalize on Clyde Edwards-Helaire's hot start. We probably should have traded him, bro, while he was the running back four, because we should have known that shit wasn't going to last all year.
Yeah, you're right, man. And with this Najee situation, man, and he has Atlanta next, that's a nice matchup. But – you know, hopefully we get Najee back for the playoffs. It seems like they're starting to really force feed him the ball, like we used to see with the Steelers offense, right? They force the ball to their running backs. You know, they give him at least 20 touches a game, whether it's carries or catches. So it looks like they're starting to work him back to that. But hopefully he can stay healthy. Taylor, man, look, I don't know what it is, man. Really, it's our quarterback that's hurting us right now. Matt Ryan and Sam Ehlinger aren't the answer. So it's ultimately going to hurt JT.
He's playable right now, though, man. Whatever they're doing right now. Matt Ryan is finally throwing him the ball a little bit out the backfield. So at least he's playable now. For a minute, you didn't even want to start him, bro. You had to, but you didn't feel comfortable with it. Our receivers is what's always going to – and having Kelsey. We're always going to be relevant, because our allotment of receivers and Travis Kelsey are going to win us some weeks.
Yeah, so St. Brown, A.J. Brown, Davante Adams, Ayuk. This is a 10-team Dynasty League, but it's one of our more competitive leagues. It's fun. Guys are active. So I know people, again, like to shit on 10-team leagues, but hey, this is one of our home leagues from a, you know, Empire standpoint. So shout out to all the league mates. We got that Jets defense. So I'm not going to spend too much time on the bench, but, you know, we got Godwin, man. So he's balling right now, man. Let's go ahead and make that swap if you're good with that, brother.
There we go. Hell yeah, hell yeah.
So it just got even more fire, man. I might add another emoji behind team fire with that Godwin play. But no need to spend too much time there, man. So look, we're trying to come for this, you know, really we want the bye week right now. So Josh, you know, he's 11-1. It's only two games left. He's outscoring us. So based on points, our best case scenario is 2-seed. So, you know, we got to, you know, hopefully OG takes some L's. And do we play OG? Nope. Let me peek ahead, man, see who we got week 13. Oh, we got OG next week. There we go, man. Hey, OG, about to knock you off that spot. I don't care what the projections say.
Yeah, bro, whoever played, that's who it is, bro. Whoever win, winner get the bye.
There we go. And then let's look at week 14. All right, another competitive matchup. There we go. So at the end of the day, we're already in the playoffs, man. That's what it comes down to for the Dynasty Bros in the Empire League, man. All right, bro. Let's jump over to the 2.0 league. I do want to shout out the guys who are at the top, man. We got T-Man leading the way. Shout out to T-Man and shout out to Tim, 1-2 spot, man. So, you know, they running our league right now, man, but it's okay. We running a league over another league, trade matches, so it's all good. But but it's all good, man. This is what makes it fun, man. Little fun rivalries like that, friendly rivalries with our league mates. But let's talk about
your team a little bit, man.
I was going to start with you.
Okay, start with me, man. Look, I started off 2-2. And I was like, bro, my team looks so bad, man. And then I was like, the points was so horrible. I won two games luckily, lost two games badly. Then I went on a four-game win streak. I'm like, how the fuck am I winning? So then I did a little shit like, all right, let me trade. I did a couple trades because now I'm in it trying to win. You know, I don't ever want to just give up, especially if I'm winning games. Then I went on a four-game losing streak that I'm currently on. So now I'm in a spot where it's like, okay, I still like my team for the youth. I still got good players. But now it's like, shit, now I need to try to move on Kamara while I can. But he's not playing good enough for me to be able to get any fucking value for him. So little shit like that, man. I think I'm still in a running where I can potentially make the playoffs. And if I do, you know, I'm going to put my best effort in. But I do like my roster. I love a lot of the players on my team.
Hey, real quick, take that banner down for me if you don't mind at DFS.
Oh, my bad, bro.
All good, bro. All good.
Yeah, nobody need to see that lopsided score.
My bad.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to put up, bro. You want? I can take that down too, though.
Nah, it's whatever. It's up to you. Nah, you can let it rock. But I like your squad, man. And keep in mind, this is a 14-team league, so extremely competitive. So, you know, you don't really have to have it's nice to have depth, but it's one of those leagues where there's so many teams, like, it's hard to really build a lot of depth. So based on this lineup, you can easily, you know, compete in the playoffs. Also, it's an 18 playoff. Again, it's a competitive league, so you're in the seventh spot right now, so you just got to hold on. That Russell Wilson play, man, he's been shaky, man. That's the only thing I don't like.
Tight end, bro. My tight ends got hurt.
Yeah, so you're running.
I don't have a tight end, but I'm about to bust a trade, though, man, to get a tight end, bro.
There you go. I'm with it. And you got Hollywood Brown back, so I like it. Kyle Pitts out, so I get it. You lost Cooper Kupp. Yeah, that hurts, man, but your team is nice, man. I do like your team, especially going into next year, but hopefully you can make some noise in the playoffs.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, bro.
All right, man, let's take a look at my team. I'm in the eighth spot. I've been taking L's because I've been playing a lot of the top teams as of lately, but all good, man. I got Josh Allen, man, Tony Pollard, Kenneth Walker, Olave, Evans, Waddle, Knox, Sanders. I get Deshaun Watson back this week. So that's really what's been you know, slowing down my production with my team. I'm hoping I do get Deshaun back and he returns to be in the top five dynasty player, but I know he has to get reacclimated after missing so much time. So curious your to see, man. Yeah,
your team lit though, low-key.
Yeah, and I got Ryan Tannehill.
Sometimes you have bad luck and can't get the dubs that you want, but your team is good and it's a real good dynasty team too.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man. And really, I started off trying to tank in this team. And you know me, when I'm tanking, I usually gut my team. I just, like, keep my core players. So I just kept Josh Allen, Kenneth Walker, and Waddle.
And you didn't know Chris Olave and Kenneth was going to blow up.
Right.
You didn't know Waddle was still going to be Waddle with Tyreek.
Yeah, so I kept winning games.
I probably traded you that Miles Sanders, and you thought it was just a depth piece, but he's just been balling. And then Josh Allen, bro, he's averaging fucking 35, 40 points, it feels right. Like. Yeah, bro, your team was going to be hard to tank once your guys start taking off.
Yeah, man. So that's usually my approach. So once I saw, you know, I'm still winning and I'm in it, like, let me just, okay, get some pieces that can help me make a run in a 14-team league. So I do like this roster. Looking at my bench, don't really have too many pieces on my bench outside of Thielen and Boyd. I'm a little shaky on running back outside of the three-headed monster with Pollard, Walker, and Sanders. But 14-team league, I'll take it. One thing I do want to point out, I do got Brent's pick, man, going forward. I do like that. So looking at this rankings, I'm excited about this pick, man, because, you know, as of right now, that's projected to be a top three pick, man. So based on that, I'm looking at the 103, man. And, yeah, man, I'm either going to go. If these guys go QB, I'm leaning Marvin Harrison Jr. or Gibbs, man, Jamar Gibbs, assuming Bijan goes and one of these quarterback goes, so.
Hey, bro, if you had Trey McBride and really didn't need him right in Dynasty, would you take one of these guys?
Hey, Kenneth
Gainwell, Cam Akers, Damian Harris, Deonta Foreman, Jerick McKinnon for your Trey McBride?
I think I would.
I'm going to send all of these guys to Avon. Hopefully he takes the trade because I don't have a tight end to play in the 2.0 league.
You sending all those guys or like one for one or two for one?
I'm sure it'll be a one for one.
Oh, I got you. Got you. Whichever one you like. I got you. That's fine.
I'm about to send all four of them running backs.
I'm accepting that trade.
You know, I got four tight ends, bro. Here's the thing. I know you sent me a trade, but since I gave up Higby and I think I gave up Ingram at one point, I kind of need to sit on Bryant, especially not knowing what he looks like with the Deshaun. That's why I was hesitant.
Oh, I ain't tripping, bro. I was just trying to get a guy to just put up any points. You know, I like Njoku. Like, Njoku's the number one. I was just trying to get a guy that's actually playing because he does spell Njoku. He's not that guy. But there's guys I could pick up now that I've seen. I just needed to go through on waivers.
All right, bro. Let's jump up to the 1.0 league, man. Oh, Avo, I know we didn't talk about your team, but
hey, man, it's not doing well. But you know, I accidentally started winning some games. We made a trade earlier in the season. I was feeling good about. You know, I was planning on just trying to get some draft picks. So I appreciate that pick you traded me. But yeah, it's not looking too well. Still got to drop some players, bust some moves. Things aren't working out how I thought it would.
I like your young receivers, though, man. DPJ, Gabe Davis, Garrett Wilson. I think that's a nice three-pack and a 14-team league. You got Justin Fields. Let's see, Aaron Jones. But from a dynasty perspective, you got a nice receiving core you can build around. So yeah.
Right on, man. I feel good about it, too. I was like, you know what? We're going to make sure we draft well and keep building up through the draft, you know. Small, you know, small team style. You know, we ain't the big franchises like y'all. You know what I mean? We the Pacers out here. You know, so I'm trying to make sure I draft well, do well.
Hey, you can do work with these two first round picks. My pick's projected to be middle of the pack.
Yeah, I was excited about that. I was like, oh shit, I got two first round picks. This feels good.
And then this is looking like a top four, top five pick. So in our league, just for the listeners, we base our draft picks on regular season standings. I know some people do it based off bottom six regular season and then the top six based on playoff finishes. But, you know, for me and the way we looked at it, it just helps with not making sure people don't, you know, tank or at least, you know, jeopardize their standings throughout the playoffs. Cause some people don't be setting their lineups and all this other stuff, man. They know they're out. So that's how we did it, man. We did off regular season standings, and it's easier to remember instead of doing all this math and recalculation on the board. So, all right, let's jump over to the 1.0 league. Let's look at the standings. I don't think Abel's in here. No, you're not in this league.
No, I'm not in that one.
All right, this is the 12-team league. This is the original podcast league. This is the home league, original league. So I'm in seventh. Dot's in third. Let's look at his team, 9-3. Talk us through, bro.
What you got?
Bro, I got bum-ass Russell Wilson and Kyler, though. I got Kyler. I fuck with that. And I got Mike White now to help out at quarterback. And Jacoby's been helping out a little bit throughout the year, so shout out to him. I got Josh Jacobs, Antonio Gibson. I got Nick Chubb. I got Zeke. I love my four running backs. I also got J.K. I'm hoping he can come back for my playoff run. That'll give me five running backs, man. And then receivers, I got Zay Jones. He's been a decent plug and play. Jarvis ain't bad if you're desperate. I got Chris Godwin. I got Elijah Moore, and hopefully he can be rejuvenated. I got Amari Cooper who's balling out. And I have one more wide receiver. I just can't think of off the top of
my Elijah head. Moore.
Nah, in my starting lineup.
Oh, let me go back up. AJ Brown, Godwin, yeah, Cooper. AJ Brown,
and I got AJ Brown.
That's fire.
So yeah, I don't really have a tight end that I'm comfortable with because Zach Ertz went down. I also got Rashad Bateman on IR. Yeah, bro. I always have bad luck, bro. That's a hell of a three pack right there on IR. Ertz, Dobbins, Bateman. Those are guys that would have been in starting lineups in a lot of people's leagues, bro.
Yep.
Ertz was the tight end four when he went out, bro.
Yeah, bro. That hurt
I had him too in other leagues.
That hurt me, bro. All right. And you also got a Black Trophy's first round pick,
that's
man.
That's the 101, bro.
That's the 101. Man, that's how you play
Dynasty. The 101, bro.
Hey, that's how you play Dynasty. You get in the playoffs. Potentially get a first round bye, and you walk away with a top pick like the 101, man. So shout out to you, bro.
That's Bijan, bro.
That's how you see. There you go. There you have it. Shout out to you, bro. That's fire. Right now, I'm in the seventh spot outside looking in. It's a 16 playoffs. I made a trade, man. I ended up with some Jimmy G. I needed it because my QBs was Tua.
That was, a good trade for you.
Yeah, bro. And Tua was hurt, so I had to make a move. And I was running with Mr. Trubisky at the start of the season. But as you guys can see, I have Deshaun and traded Deshaun. I think I made that trade in the draft. Gave up Trey Lance.
Yeah, that was a good trade.
In that rookie draft. Got Malik Willis, so just upside play. Going back to the starters, my running backs is Montgomery, Singletary, and Kamara. Looking at my receivers, Mike Evans, Tyler Boyd, Gabe Davis, Chris Olave, Dalton Schultz. Flipped him for some George Kittle, man. So hell of a come up, in my opinion. Give me Schultz. Looking at my bench, got some Deontay Foreman, Gus, stashing some Deion Jackson. I got some Spiller stash. George Pickens, man. So that's a nice play for me down there, young wide receiver. Evan Ingram and some Chig, man. You know I like Chig.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Every time Chig do anything, I get a text.
Yeah, bro. And as you can see, man, this is why I lost some momentum. I got Cooper Kupp down here on IR, man. So that hurts me, man. And hopefully he comes back. Second week of the playoffs, but the Rams aren't winning. It's no point in bringing a guy back that you just paid, man, if you're not making a playoff run in the NFL.
Big facts.
Got all my picks.
Like the same, man. Like you said, bro, it's one of those things where all you got to do is get in the playoffs, bro. Then it's 1 week at a time from there, bro.
Yeah. Cool, man. That's all I got, man. So I'm not looking to make any moves really at this point. Of course, we can trade, but I think I just need to be patient and just let things shake out.
And me, I'm trying to do some tight end trades without having to leverage anything. I just honestly, man, if you don't have one of those top tight ends, I'm not super pressed about it. There's a couple of tight ends I'm going for on the waiver wire just in case I don't get any trades done. I'm perfectly fine with that.
Bet.
Jordan Atkins, I could say it. Josh Oliver, just spot starts, man. Guys that just give me a little bit of anything, and I trust that, you know, as long as I ain't playing against Kelsey or Andrews, I shouldn't get my ass whooped that bad in the tight end department.
Fire. Hey, I got to drop down a redraft real quick.
John, show me one of your redrafts, bro.
Bro, I won a league without Justin Fields, man. I wasn't paying attention. I'm in too many leagues, but I lucked out, man. Edge out of dub, man. I got Ken Walker, Barkley, Godwin, Waddle, Ransom, DeMarcus. On the bench, I got Chase, man. That's hurt me, man. And, yeah, bro. This is a 14 team league, by the way. So I'm excited for these playoffs, man, right here. But I needed that because I'm trying to keep it by.
And if you want to just breeze by Trey Masters real quick, me and Vic gonna meet in the championship in this one league. Hey, bro. It's real. It's funny as fuck, bro. I'm gonna win out, so I'm gonna get the second seed, or I might get the first seed if Vic don't win out. And then we gonna get the 1 and 2 seed and gonna have a bye. In the league, basically.
Yeah, man.
It's gonna be a Dynasty Bros championship, bro.
Hey, let's go.
But like I said, man, Tim, he's at the top of our league, and 2.0 and T-Man's also in that league. So, you know, it's just funny, man. Like, hey, we trying to win their league, they're trying to win ours, but it's fun, man. So, and it's not something that was like officially said, but we just know what's up, man. So if you know, you know, we know. So it's all good. Friendly competition, but definitely Trey Masters, one of my favorite leagues as well, alongside the Dynasty Bros leagues, man. Guys are active, guys compete, you know, people make trades, haven't had people leave the league, you know what I mean? So that's what you want, man, like a group of guys that just stick it out, man. That's what Dynasty is all about. So shout out to y'all.
Big facts.
All right, man. I think that's all we got. Anything else before we get to the closing?
Nah, brother, that's it, man. Good shit, bro. Good luck in your league, bro. That's the last thing I guess to say. Good luck to all the listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck to y'all, man. And just take it week by week, man. And these wins and losses really count once the playoffs start. So just do what you can. Make those final pushes. Right.
Hey, well, you keep this music going. It sounds appropriate for the closing. The closing is called Say Something Good to the People. This is where we come to just basically share some light on anything, some good news, some bad news, man. Talk about a Black-owned business or, you know, just something stressful in your life or something that you want to just shout out somebody. So that's what we're here for. We got this platform to show that we're not just a fantasy football podcast. We're a real-life podcast, man, and you know, I love my brothers, man. So I just want to, I'll start off by saying I had a hell of a break, man. I had 4 days off of work, much needed. Got to see a lot of my friends, a lot of my family. And that means so much because I get consumed with work so much. And, you know, sometimes I just feel like I ain't got enough time to just see the important people in my life. But I got to do a lot of like friends and family things with my 4 days off. And it felt rare and it was so fucking worth it, man. So make sure you take a break for yourself, for the people that's close to you, your loved ones, your family, your friendly. I said family. Your family and your
friends. It's the beer, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's getting bigger, getting in the way.
I said the beer, drinking the beer.
See, that was the beer. That was the beer. Won't let me hear. It's all bad right now, bro. I can't even say nothing positive no more, man. Damn, that's what I get for drinking Miller High Life. I should drink a more classier beer, huh?
I got you.
Nah, but just honestly, man, just make sure you take time out for your loved ones, man. I'm telling you, it was amazing. So I hope y'all enjoyed y'all Thanksgiving break like I did mine. And as we get back into the swing of things with work, man, just make sure before you get overly indulged in it again, you set aside time to make sure you do for you and your family. So that's it, man. Somebody else can rock out.
All right, mine goes off of that, man. And you know, it's good, like, family's important at the end of the day. I'm just gonna say that. You know, it's good when you got family and you all can rally around family who needs support, needs some extra help. So, you know, I got to see some of that play out over the holidays, man. And, you know, that's what it's about. So, yeah, reach out to your family and friends and, you know, create opportunities for you all to get together and take it even a step further, man. If you know somebody might need, you know, some help or even, hey, you need me to come get you? Like, I'll come get you. Like, that's how important this is to me. I want you to be here, you know, be around. So, just make the extra effort. And even in the moments when, you know, it don't work out or people don't want to show up, it's all good. At least you put the best foot forward to make it happen. So that's all that matters. And I know it's the holiday season. It's a time where seasonal depression kicks in with family and friends no longer here. I just want to send people positive thoughts and well wishes and stay strong, man. And, you know, Dynasty Bros, we love you. So, you know, hope, you know, you can keep your head up during this time.
Big facts. Ava.
So check it. Don't be afraid to learn nothing. Keep learning. Keep growing. I've been growing all year, having a lot of fun doing it, doing things, getting outside of my comfort zone. And I encourage everybody, get outside of that zone a little bit. As long as it's safe, go ahead and get out. Step out there. It's a good time, I promise. And if it's not a good time, well, you can at least say you tried it and you know what you're not going to do next time. But I've been having a great year. Had a lot of fun with the family. Had a lot of fun at my Friendsgiving. Literally had so much fun. I plan on doing it next year. My wife is confused, like, wait, you don't like doing stuff like this? I don't, but I really enjoy myself. So I'm like, man, all right, this is where it's at. This is what's important in life, being around friends, being around family, helping people when you can. So I encourage everybody, just go do that stuff. Put yourself out there. You'll be surprised what type of energy you receive back.
Big that's fire. Shout out to y'all.
All right, man. Well, then, we don't have anything else, man. I want to say, like I said, thank y'all for listening and rocking with us for so long, man. Shout out to everybody and salute to your families. And I appreciate y'all, man. And I hope we show y'all how to dominate y'all leagues Dynasty Bro style. That's what we do. If ain't nobody else got nothing to say, we got this cool ass song that we did for our intro. We like to let it ride out a little bit on the way out. I'm Dynasty Bro Dot. That's my brother right there, Chief Sosa. Dynasty Bro Vic. My nigga in the back, DJ Avo. Dynasty Bro DJ Avo. I don't think you've ever been called that, but I didn't want to leave you out of the Dynasty
Bro
joint.
Cool, man. Dynasty Bro Avo. It's all good, man. We here.
Yeah, man. Hey, that's what it is. Dominate Your League, Dynasty Bro style. And we out.
We out. Catch us here next week and the week after that. And the week after that, catch us doing something every week because that's what we do. We the bros. Dynasty Bros.
My guy came in saying, y'all trash, heard y'all need some help. Swag.